This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been doing a lot of affordable housing stories lately, mostly because in a lot of places in this country, there really isn't much affordable housing at all. And that's for people in the middle income brackets. For the poor, it's an even more difficult situation and about to get worse. The Trump administration has plans to require people living in public housing to contribute a greater share of their rent. Marketplace's Erica Barris went back to Erie City, Pennsylvania, to see what it's going to mean for the people doing the paying.
50-year-old Clara Malave spends a lot of days like this, loading linens into enormous industrial washers and dryers in the basement of one of Erie's big waterfront hotels. It's hot and grueling work, but it is work, and she's grateful for it. Even so, she makes just $8.80 an hour and doesn't know from one week to the next how many hours she'll get.
When I see my check, oh, what a mess. It's not going to make it. I worry every day.
Malave gets nearly $200 a month in food assistance. Her health care is covered by Medicaid, and she lives in public housing, where she pays just under a third of her income in rent. Her small townhouse is tidy and bright. She says it's a refuge from the stress.
I got everything I need in here. I love it. Love it here.
Malave also just got a used car that she hopes will make it easier for her to get work so she can leave public housing. But she can barely cover the payments on her high-interest car loan now. And if her government assistance changes,
I will have to lose my car. My car is necessary, but if we have to choose between my house and my car, I choose my house.
That choice may be coming. If changes proposed by the Trump administration are approved, Malave would have to pay roughly 35% of her income toward housing, rather than 30%. Right now, she pays $36 a month. The increase may not seem like much, but her car payment is more than four times her rent, and her wages aren't going up.
Sooner or later, I'm not going to be able to pay it. I'm going to be out in the street.
Today, Malave has a more immediate problem. She was upsold on a car insurance policy, and she's trying to get her money back. Her social worker, Patrice Johnson, is helping her by making calls.
And is there an estimated date that she should be able to look for it in her account? Nope, that's all. All right, thank you.
Johnson and Malave also spend some time talking about training programs Malave could attend now that she has a car. Johnson, who's 28, grew up in public housing and knows firsthand what it's like.
And I call it chronic crisis. They're chronic crisis mode. And they could be battling three or four crises at a time.
And in many parts of Erie, that battle is getting even harder to fight. More than a quarter of people live in poverty, far above the national average. That's even as the region's economy has started to recover after years of decline because of the loss of manufacturing jobs. People like Clara Malave feel that once again, they're being left behind.
This is what community looks like.
That's why on a sunny day in June, hundreds of people showed up to march for better paying jobs, more affordable housing, and fewer big tax breaks for businesses. Social worker Patrice Johnson helped organize the march, which is part of the National Revival of the Poor People's Campaign started by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s. Linda Pope was there with her two young nephews. Pope is 61 and describes herself as...
Well, I would say working poor.
Hope has spent her life working low-wage jobs at Walmart and at daycare centers. And like Clara Malave, she's also spent years in public housing. At one point, she and her husband were able to buy a house when he still had his job at the paper mill. But hard times came.
You do what you're supposed to do and stuff, and it's just like you just come out on the bottom most of the time, you know.
So when the list for Section 8 housing vouchers in Erie opened up recently, for the first time in 4 years, Pope put her name on it, along with 1,400 other people. Pope says she didn't think she'd ever be in public housing. Now she says she'll feel lucky if she can. In Erie, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.